Oh, you're quite a lady, Miss Jane. I knew you would be. You will get on whether your relations notice you or not. There was something I wanted to ask you. Have you ever heard anything from your father's kinsfolk, the heirs?
Never in my life.
Well, you know, Mrs. always said they were poor and quite despicable. And they may be poor, but I believe they are as much gentry as the Reeds are. For one day, nearly 7 years ago, a Mr. Eyre came to Gateshead and wanted to see you. Mrs. said you was at school 50 miles off. He seemed so much disappointed, for he could not stay. He was going on a voyage to a foreign country, and the ship was to sail from London in a day or two. He looked quite a gentleman, and I believe he was your father's brother.
What foreign country was he going to, Bessie?
An island thousands of miles off, where they make wine. The butler did tell me.
Madeira, I suggested.
Yes, that's it. That's the very word.
So he went?
Yes. He did not stay many minutes in the house. Mrs. was very high with him. She called him afterwards a sneaking tradesman. My Robert believes he was a wine merchant.
Very likely, I returned.
Or perhaps clerk or agent to a wine merchant. Bessie and I conversed about old times an hour longer, and then she was obliged to leave me. I saw her again for a few minutes the next morning at Lowton while I was waiting for the coach. We parted, finally, at the door of the Brocklehurst Arms there. Each went her separate way. She set off for the brow of Lowood Fell to meet the conveyance which was to take her back to Gateshead. I mounted the vehicle which was to bear me to new duties and a new life in the unknown environs of Millcote.